Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Shine, you're on with the Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Oh, my goodness. It was Let's Talk About It Tuesday, Church Folk Day. And, did we have some conversation yesterday. We started off talking about just the three news stories. Number one, the couple fighting and the woman hurling electronics over the 50th floor balcony. Yeah, she threw out a TV. She threw out a sound bar, a speaker. Oh, yeah, she was going straight off. And all because she believed. Well, no. Let me change that. I got to take it back to the beginning. Well, her boyfriend, who, you know, he was initially her boyfriend, he admitted to cheating. Yep. That started the whole thing. Yep. He admitted to cheating, and they got into an argument at dinner later on another day, and they got to a disagreement. She told him he was lying, and they got into a scuffle, and he pushed her. Yep. Well, that push ended up in all his electronics going over the balcony. And can you believe he later married her? Yes. So, I don't know, because it wouldn't have been me marrying anybody who did all of that. Okay? So, yeah, it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be that me now. It wouldn't be me now. You know, you kind of go back in the archives of your brain. And, you know, you it makes you wonder, you know, well, what makes people do what they do in regards to getting married? You know, because many people say that, hey, you know, that was an indication. You know, she threw you, you know, threw your stuff off the balcony. What would make you think that she's going to actually stop there? Ooh, well, that was one domestic abuse situation. Well, the next domestic abuse situation, oh my goodness, you know, over in Pakistan, they have certain rules about how you are to get married. You know, you don't marry for love, you marry because, you know, that's the family thing. It's arranged. And a grandfather and father is accused, and he's being hunted down right now, if he hasn't already been caught, for setting ablaze the home where his two daughters lived, as well as his four grandchildren. Yes, grandchildren 4 months, 2, 6, and 13 years of age. as well as one of his son-in-laws, all because she did not, no, neither one of the girls, neither one of the daughters married in an arranged situation. They both married for love. And he was mad. And they say that hundreds of women over in Pakistan, you know, if you don't go with the family practice of getting married, you know, in these arranged marriages, yeah, this could be your fate, death. They don't take too kindly to you interrupting, you know, this practice. And, you know, it was brought up yesterday, for which I know it to be true. You know, that's the family business, literally. You know, these men, these fathers are paid for their daughters. And, you know, how dare you? You know, now you go and marry for love. I don't get no money for that. Well, that could be one reason why the house was set ablaze. You know, then the other issue is that's just the way our custom is. And that's the scary part. Can you imagine living in a world where you cannot marry and you know, for love, and you have to worry about your relatives? That's the thing over there. It's not strangers. They're saying relatives are responsible for doing these things. And I've read articles, you know, Pastor Ed brought up, you know, where the brothers could publicly discipline. And I've seen movies, I've seen TV shows, I've read articles that, yes, brothers have been known to kill their sisters because, you know, they did not like the choice in men, or they went outside, again, the family custom and practice. And yeah, so we're talking about another area of domestic abuse, you know, where you are murdered, you know, and I just could not imagine. You know, I have one little granddaughter, and you know, over here in the United States, you know, grandchildren are spoiled. Yeah, you don't get the reprimand that that your children once got. They don't get the discipline. You know, you become soft when you have grandchildren. And you let them get away with some things that, you know, you may not have let your children get away with. But over there, it just doesn't matter. I could not imagine being responsible for the death of grandchildren, you know. And I don't know, you know, again, this is the month of domestic violence. And it really, 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 really is a lot to think about, you know, when we think about how free we are in the United States. Think about how free we are in the United States. You know, we can do pretty much what we want to do. And, I mean, it may not be legal, but just regular practice, you know. And when I say it may not be legal, it may not be legal in God's eyes, you know, but at least we are in the land of the free, per se. And just to think that there are countries out here where the women, you know, all they are looked at, we talked about this yesterday, that they're just producers. They give birth to the children. They run the home, you know, as far as keeping it clean. And, you know, it goes back to that old saying, just stay barefoot and pregnant. Well, we ended off talking about the Haiti situation. Oh, my goodness gracious. Where the gang for $17 million. They're asking for $17 million. The Mawozo gang is asking for $17 million for a group of missionaries, which includes 12 adults and 5 children, and the Ohio chapter of this missionary group. You know, the article talked about the fact that they said, we're going to pray for the abductors. Yes. You know, now we know that they're going to pray for the people that have been abducted. But, ooh, baby, their whole issue was praying for their salvation and, you know, that they find Jesus, because everybody, you know, was created in God's image. And, you know, it takes a special heart for people to look past the issue of, you got my people there, and you've been responsible for killing, you know, and I'm going to pray for you. Well, we spoke to the D-Time panel yesterday, and they said, I'll pray for the heart, but as far as their salvation, I ain't ready for that yet. I think Pastor Ed was the only one who said, yeah, I'll pray for their salvation. You know, because he brought a very interesting concept to the table. And, you know, oppressed people do crazy things, pretty much. Yes. A country filled of oppressed people, you can't blame them for what they're doing. That's pretty much what Pastor Ed was saying. So I guess at that point, it bends your heart a little bit. And it'll call you to pray. It'll call you to pray for people. So I tell you, really, we didn't even get to our topic. But, you know, that happens a lot here on the Due Time with Pastor Steph, especially on Wednesdays after Vivian gives her, you know, socially conscious segment. A lot of times we don't even make it to our, you know, main topic. And I don't know, because it's Wow Wednesday, and Vivian's going to be giving her socially conscious segment in a little bit. And I have no idea as to whether it will happen again. Yeah, we may not get to that conversation. But we've got a weird dynamic today. You know, we've got some illness. We've got some appointments. Yeah, so the panel will be a tad different today. And we're going to pray for our sister Tamika that she feels better. And we're going to pray for our elder Natisha that, you know, the things that she's got going on that are very promising, that God would bless her. And Pastor Kim, I believe Pastor Kim is going to be on sporadically as she has a very important appointment, and she's preparing for that. And, woo, yeah, so we didn't just wipe out pretty much our women of worship. But have no fear, God's always got a ram in the bush. And we're going to get this done today, as always. You know, that's the beauty of being under God's, you know, direction, because no matter what, we're going to make sure God's will and work is always done. So, you know, we're so happy to have you with us today on this Wow Wednesday, and we give God thanks for you, and we're trusting that, you know, you'll feel blessed by what you experienced this morning. You know, we always like for you to get involved, and feel free to do so. And we're going to definitely give you an opportunity to get that little break and get that healthy breakfast. Make sure you call and text a friend, because I know it's going to be a great day today, as always. Yes. All right. So sit tight. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Children are always learning. Learning how to walk, learning how to ride a bike, and if they are obese, maybe learning how to control their type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. Childhood obesity puts kids at risk for health problems that were once only seen in adults. Right now is the right time to help your child eat healthier and become more active. Talk to your healthcare provider about a healthy weight for your child and learn more about childhood obesity from the Minnesota Academy of PAs at minnesotapa.org.
Well, good morning, and good morning to you. Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and it is Wow Wednesday. Yes, God has shined on us one more day. He has smiled and said, get on up. And it is a blessing to be halfway through the week already. You know, what's going on in your world? What's going on in your world? Are you celebrating, you know, just the rising of the sun? Because God has been extremely good. Can you think about all the things that God has saved you from? All the things that God could have saved you from? Man, that list is long. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we get ready to say good morning to our girlfriend, Vivian, so we can get this socially conscious segment. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning. Happy Wow Wednesday. How are you, Pastor Steph?
I am well. Thank you, Vivian. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. What you got for us today?
Okay, today on Socially Conscious, we're taking a look at those COVID numbers. Top five states and territories with the highest COVID cases in the last 7 days are Texas is still number one with 38,232 cases in the last 7 days. That is a decrease of over 13,000 cases. Pennsylvania is number two with 31,066 cases. That is a decrease of over 3,000 cases since last week. Ohio is number three with 29,344 cases. That is a decrease of over 9,000 cases since last week's report. New York State is number four with 24,469 cases. That is a increase of over 1,000 cases since last week. And number five is Michigan with 24,141 cases. That is a decrease of over 5,000 cases since last week. So as we can see, mostly decreases this week outside of New York State, who saw an increase in their numbers. But I personally think that the numbers are going down for the most part, which is good. While we are on the topic of COVID, a study shows that COVID and stimulus scams have cost Americans more than $500 million to date. The Federal Trade Commission has collected over 600,000 reports of COVID-19 and stimulus check scams. The report says that people ages 30 to 39 fell to scams the highest, but people ranging from 60 to 69 lost the most money, ranging from about $4,000 to around maybe $1,000 per scam. The median range was about $400 each time. The most common scams some people were falling for were vacation and travel scams, where they would book a vacation and or a flight with a business that was real. Sometimes the businesses were actual real businesses, but then somebody would call behind them doing their reservations and say that they needed to put down more money in order to keep the reservation, so they fell for that type of scam. Online shopping was another great scam. People reported that during the pandemic, they were promised sales on items such as, you know, disinfectant spray, masks, toilet paper. If you can remember, a lot of the stores were out of these things. So people were falling for online shopping scams where they were trying to receive these items and they would pay and never receive these items. There were also programs put in place where you would be allowed to get a free hotel room, excuse me, if you needed to quarantine and your personal home didn't allow you to do so. So they were offering healthcare providers and some other professionals free hotel rooms, and some people were posing as healthcare providers to receive these free hotel rooms and then turning around and selling them to outside people, which of course put their lives and the lives of the other people in these buildings at risk, because you were tested positive for COVID, which is the reason why you were quarantined. So these scammers are definitely on the prowl. It seems like every day I get at least like 3 to 5 calls, and I block them every time, and it just seems like they're just calling me from different numbers. And we spoke a couple of weeks ago about student loan collectors who are closing their businesses, including Navient, who is one of the big name collectors for student loans. So again, you will be receiving calls from new businesses letting you know that they will now be your student loan collectors. And of course, that gives scammers an opportunity to come after us. So again, be careful with where you're sending your money. Make sure you make every necessary steps to make sure that whoever you're sending your money to for your student loans is an actual student loan collector. And just try your best to be safe out there. Our last bit of COVID news, the FDA is now allowing mix and match shots for COVID boosters. After a FDA panel endorsed both Johnson & Johnson and Moderna boosters last week during meetings, the agency is now supporting mix and match shots for your boosters. Officials say approving the mix and matching of boosters will give healthcare providers great flexibility and access, and that the science so far seems to support it. A recent study by the National Institute of Health found that people who got Johnson & Johnson vaccine and then received Moderna or Pfizer booster shots seemed significant higher antibody levels compared to getting a Johnson & Johnson booster shot. So saying that if you got the Johnson & Johnson and then you got, again, the Johnson & Johnson booster shot, they didn't see as much antibody levels as if they mixed and matched it. So they're saying that the FDA is saying that mixing and matching the vaccines should be okay. So it's definitely the should and the seems for me. This is all just hypothetical. You know, they're still doing their research and things like that. But I mean, just to put that information out there, they are saying, the FDA is saying that you should be okay. What else? I'm sorry, I lost myself on my iPad. The New York City is saying that youth shootings has increased tremendously since 2019. According to data between January 1st and September 26th, they are saying that nearly 90 shooting victims ages 17 and younger, which is an increase from the 45 back in 2019 during the same time. Reports are saying that 16 children and teens were shot and killed between January 1st and September 26th, which is an increase of over 136% compared to the same time back in 2019. And this is just in New York City, and it does not include stories past September 26th. So they're saying that shootings have claimed 1,179 young lives and left 3,000-plus youth injured. So they're saying that they're trying to figure out what they can do to stop this gun violence. We have some mayor candidates that are coming up that are promising that they're going to be able to lessen the amount of youth that are being harmed by guns. But it's definitely a war on children out here, and these numbers, number of children who are being harmed by guns or killed by guns has just been outstanding lately. But so for some positive news, we have these, quote, community fridges, end quote, that are popping up all across the city to help those in need. These community fridges are literal refrigerators that anyone can walk up to and fill and or take when in need. They are accessible 24 hours a day, and City Harvest has even gotten involved by filling these refrigerators this week. They're going around each borough, and they're just filling it up with fresh groceries and other things that, you know, people can use in their homes. If you're looking for a community fridge because you would like to donate or because you might need, you can search community fridge on Google Maps, and it will pop up where you can find some near you. You can go to www.changex.org and type in community fridge. They will also show you where you can find some in your area. This is definitely something that anyone and everyone can contribute to. And let's just pray that these fridges are not vandalized or harmed in any way so that those that need can continue to get the, you know, get what they need from these things. Again, anyone can just walk up to it and put in fresh produce, canned goods, you know, anything that you might have extra of, or if you want to go out and buy something particularly for these refrigerators and you see one in your neighborhood, just go ahead and put some stuff in there so that a family who might need can just, you know, walk up and take it. They're available 24/7, and you can search for them on Google Maps by just typing in community fridge. And now for our wild story of the week, a Tennessee judge by the name of Donna Scott Davenport is accused of creating policies that led to children being illegally arrested and detained. Reports say that Ms. Davenport orchestrated a system to arrest and jail children, many of them who were Black and some who were as young as 8 years old. A report that was published on October 8th showed that Judge Davenport went against the norm of Tennessee, where police would typically serve court summons to children and their parents instead of arresting them. But instead, Ms. Davenport's system had these children arrested, taken into custody, where she would then file criminal charges against them. The system that Judge Davenport created got a group of 11 Black children arrested back in 2016. 10 of them were charged with, quote, criminal responsibility for conduct to another. After the children were said to have failed to stop a fight that was captured on video, the attorney representing the children said that this, quote-unquote, law is not a charge under Tennessee law, and thus Ms. Davenport charging these children with this was unlawful. Davenport's process was challenged in a class action suit that involved over 1,000 children and was settled when Rutherford County agreed to pay up to $11 million, with $7.75 million going to the children who were arrested and detained by Ms. Davenport's policies. This class action suit thankfully ended Judge Davenport's policies. Somehow this woman is still sitting as a judge. She did, however, lose her job as a teacher at Middle Tennessee State University. But in my opinion, that is just not enough. She took her power and she used it to harm these children, to tarnish their records. And more needs to happen. Definitely, I think more needs to happen. They need to go over these cases that this judge has, judged, and they need to clear these children's names. And she needs to absolutely be removed from being a judge. But that's just my opinion. This has been Vivian with Socially Conscious, giving you the news that we are following. And remember, if you have any wild stories you would like to submit, please feel free to direct message me on my Facebook. My username there is Vivian BM, and come back every Wednesday to find out if your story has been chosen. Thank you, as always, to all loyal listeners, and thank you, Pastor Steph.
Oh, thank you, Vivian. I was listening to the story about the community refrigerators, and I've seen this on the news. I've seen news clippings and things like that. And, you know, it's wonderful that people are willing to, you know, just drop off food, you know, that they don't need. And I've seen they show clippings of people just kind of going through it and making use of the generosity. And it's definitely important. And my prayer is that, you know, we just don't have those people who come through who just destroy it, you know, because we just have a knack for just making a blessing a mess. And
yes,
I know it can be useful because, you know, not everybody is eligible for the food stamp program. And, you know, it just sometimes you just need it spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to necessarily ask, or you may not have anybody to necessarily ask per se. You know, everybody don't have the same, you know, benefits. You know what I'm saying? So it was really good to hear that, you know, it's being expanded.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody, you know, give that information again, Vivian, please. If you need, is there a way you can, I guess, yeah, just give the information again, please.
If you're in need or if you would like to donate, you can search on Google Map, you know, whatever map you might have on your phone, and you can just type in community fridge, and they have it where it would pop up where you can find a community fridge in your area, or you can go to www.changex.org. and type in community fridge, and that will also show you where you can find your nearest community fridge.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'd definitely like to talk about this Tennessee judge. Now help me with something. I'm listening to the name, and I've seen shows where this last name is not necessarily of a certain nationality. So my question is she on this side of the fence?
Absolutely not.
That's why she still got a job.
Right.
That's exactly why she still, I was waiting the whole time I was waiting to see if she still was appointed a judge.
Yeah.
Still. And I'm like, really? All she did was lose her job as a teacher? Man, first of all, why isn't she being charged with a crime?
Right. Right.
This is,
it's crazy.
To be criminalistic. It's got to be criminalistic to be again. We're always on this side. My goodness. Well, thank you so much, Vivian. I don't want to talk too much because then I can't, you know, give my ladies a whole lot to talk about. But, you know, thank you so much for your socially conscious news today.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we are consistently hearing the, what do you call it, injustice. this imbalanced, you know, system that we have in front of us. And we're going to toss up our little panel today, because I don't know Pastor Kim's true availability. She's hanging on with us this morning, and she's preparing for something. So we're going to start with our girl, Tamika. Lady Tamika, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? God is amazing.
Amen, amen. Well, why are we starting off with God is amazing? What you got to tell this morning?
The last, let's say, 3 days, I have really, really been struggling. I came down with something, and when I tell you, talking was just impossible. The back of my throat was literally felt like somebody took a match and just lit it there and left it. And I have been, you know, going through it. And early this morning, the Lord said to me, do something that's just natural. Take some salt and some water, warm it up, and do a gargle. And when I tell you, I've done it since early this morning, and I feel so much better. So, you know, God has everything that we need right at our fingertips. You know, I've been struggling with it for a couple of days. And to actually get some calming, soothing feeling to the back of my throat, again, God is amazing.
Amen, amen, amen. And we'll help you, you know, attest to that. Thank you so much. And we're so grateful that you're able to be on and you feel much better. We're talking about all of the different news stories that Vivian brought, minus the last one. Minus the last one. Which story would, you know, kind of pique your interest?
I want to talk about these scammers. It's getting to the point now where it's difficult to tell the truth from the fake, you know. And I say to anyone, if when you are responding to either a phone call or a text message or an email, and you get that feeling that says, this just doesn't, you know, I don't remember purchasing something or that type of thing, you really, really, we keep talking about the spirit of discernment and asking God before, which is why it's so important to be in tune with God, because he will direct you. I've had many of situations where I've gotten a text message, and all you need to do is literally respond to that text message or hit a link, and you have literally undone yourself. I even had something come to me via Amazon saying that a driver was lost and couldn't find my location. And simultaneously, my Amazon account was locked. I went onto a separate computer and changed my password. And then, like, I got another message saying that the driver was lost, and I said, oh, no, this is a scam. And literally, they're out there. You have to be so very careful. You know, even when people call me now, you know, and they say, oh, well, can we verify your address? If you have my address on file, then you should know it. I'm not going to confirm my address over the phone, you know, because they're out there. Predators are out there, and if you're not careful, you can become, you know, one of the recipients of being scammed. So you have to be so very careful.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about some stuff that's been popping up on my phone as well. So yes, and it's increasing. It's increasing, like you said, everywhere you turn, you know, we're talking about, you know, potentially leaking your personal information. Thank you for joining us today. We're so happy to have you with us. Let's say good morning to our lady, Pastor Kim. Good morning, Pastor Kim.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and God bless you all on this beautiful, blessed morning.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us today, pressing your way to be involved. We have our Elder Night Tisha
on an appointment, very important appointment, so we don't have her with us this morning. But thank you both for pushing your way this morning. You know, we're talking about these scammers, Pastor Kim. You know, what's been your experience?
Yes, it is crazy. I mean, you got people. I mean, it's like I go through my emails, you know, periodically, you know, because I just don't have the time to just go through them every day. But when I do, it's like I'll go through and I'll see something that says, you know, congratulations and thank you for this and thank you for that. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, Sister Evangelist Tamika said, you know, your driver is on the way and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you got the wrong person. And I'll be sitting there thinking like, okay, did I order this or did I maybe hit something by mistake? And it's just crazy that you have to be so careful for nothing. You know, you have to watch as well as pray, you know, because, you know, it's like, it's, you know, these scammers, you know, even when it comes down to like with social media and different things like that, you know, people saying, sending another friend request that you didn't,
right.
You know, request somebody for your friend. You know, you got it on there. You got this game stuff that's coming up. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I never tried to get in on this game that they playing or whatever this stuff is on my messenger thing. I'm like, I want this stuff off my phone. You know, and it's just crazy that every time you turn around, it's things that you know that you didn't sign yourself up for. And it only makes you wonder how these people get your information. You know, you got phone calls. They're calling you constantly about disability, you know, about, you know, you tried to sign up for this and that. And it's just so much stuff that's out there now. You can click one simple link of something and they'll have you signed up for subscribe magazines and you know, it was a time that stuff was coming out of my check, coming out of my bank account, and I was like, wait a minute, they had gotten like a couple hundred where they were taking this money out of my account every single month, but because I had, you know, gotten so, you know, busy with other stuff that I hadn't really looked at my online banking to see how much money they had been taking and what it was something from Amazon. That's what it was. It was something from Amazon that I did not subscribe for. So, yeah, you know, you really just have to be so ever careful. You got to be watchful. You have to be careful because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's and if he can steal your money, you know, and scam you and you know, just whatever he can do, he's on the prowl, you know, just going to and fro every single day, just seeking who he can devour, just doing his job, you know, stealing our stuff. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Absolutely. 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 This stuff is coming, like you said, ladies, from left, right, north, east, south, where everywhere you turn, this stuff is out here. And it just shows you how desperate, you know, people are getting, that they are sitting back and just creating all kind of things. You know, if they were to put some of this energy into, put some of this energy into something productive, can you imagine what they'll have actually underneath their belt, how successful they could actually be, you know, instead of just taking people's money? Oh, annoying, annoying, annoying. We're going to have Shatish join us this morning as a woman of worship. Good morning, Shatish.
Good morning. How are you, ladies?
Well, thank you, well, thank you, well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. You know, we're talking about these scams, the scam artists. What's been your experience?
I wish they'd just give me this car that I have this warranty on that they keep calling me about, because I could really use it. I've been praying for a vehicle. They're giving me the responsibilities without the luxury. And about a week and a half ago, I received a text with a link. Here's where they're really getting crafty, because they know that people have been catching on to the fact that, like, Social Security, when you're on unemployment, stuff like that, they will never call you. So they'll either email and or text you with a link. Like, they'll text you. So when you're on unemployment, they'll text you the information, plus they'll give you a link. And I got a text message, something about, oh, you can get, there's some unemployment funds that belong to you or something like that. Just hit this link. And so you go to the link, and then you have to put in some information or whatever. And it's like, yeah, no. Unless I contact you, I guess that money will get donated to the government, because I'm not playing those reindeer games. I'm not putting my Social Security number in there. I'm not doing any of that. So they're getting a little more crafty, because now they see that people are learning that these places will never call. They will mail you a letter or email you or text you a link. So now they're texting links left and right. Now people putting the information in. There's also another scam now going on with Cash App, where they will say that there's a contest. Send me your Cash App link. And you send them the Cash App link, and then now, all of a sudden now my Cash App isn't working. Send me your number so we can take care of this. Why are you texting me this on social media if we have each other's number? There's a Cash App scam going around now too. So you really got to be on point and not be thirsty for a dollar. That's the key. You ain't thirsty for the money. You'll pay attention to what's going on.
All right. Yeah. No. That really makes a difference. That really makes a difference. A lot of times people are chasing this dollar, you know, and now it's making them run behind all of these scams, and they're not thinking. So, So, you know what, people, be careful. You know, don't be out here running behind no dollar and getting your feelings hurt later, because now, you know, you have more than what you bargained for. So, you know, I know Tamika said, Lady Tamika said that she's feeling better, but to give her just a tad bit break, I had already contacted and reached out to Pastor Charlotte. So we'll pull her up to get that conversation just expanded a little bit more. And good morning, Pastor Charlotte. We're going to talk to you too this morning a little earlier than what we normally would on a Wednesday morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm okay. Good morning, ladies. Glad to join you early.
Good morning. You know, we're talking about the scammers and what have you experienced with all of these different scams that's going on out here.
Oh, yes. They got me one time on the phone. I was on the phone waiting for an appointment, and somehow they clicked in. This young lady clicked in, and she was talking about the alert chain. And when she was talking, and at that time, my aunt had just fell. And come to find out, I gave her my information, not thinking. Oh boy, she caught me at a moment, and so I gave her the information, and then when I called back to the alert place, they was like, oh, miss, I'm sorry to tell you, but they got you. I was like, what? So they told me what I needed to do. I go run into the bank, and they was like, you will have to change your account. You're going to have to do all of this stuff. So we went to the bank, and we sat with this lady, and she was like, well, you know, it's really nothing that you can do until they do something. And I'm like, why can't you stop my money before? So of course, they wouldn't do it. So the lady finally, I was persistent in there. And so finally they changed my account, and she said that what we're going to do is to see what happens. And then she told me if it does go through, so it was like more or less we had two accounts at the same time, and to see if so, and then I can come back, and then they will replace my money. But you
wow.
know that did not happen. I'm still in the fight with that. They have not yet replaced, the bank has not yet replaced my money.
Wow. You know, once they get into your bank account, you know, that's the part that really becomes a pain in the neck, because, you know, I've had it happen with Uber, not Uber, Lyft, and they were having a ball at one point. You know, my youngest girl was using Lyft, and so they have your information. And when I looked, they were like taking money. I'm like, well, she was here at the time. That wasn't her. And the locations, they said that the people were traveling. And I was like, wow, yeah. But, you know, thank God that, you know, it was no problem, you know, to get it back. You just fill out, you know, your forms or whatever. But it can be a pain in the neck to get the money back.
Mm-hmm.
Because can you imagine all the money these banks, you know, and people always say, well, you know, they're insured. Listen, when these things start happening, then other things get implemented. So, you know, you got to really be careful about, you know, watching your bank accounts and making sure you're reviewing things. And because like Pastor Kim said, if you're on, you know, if you're kind of busy moving around, you're not paying attention to your stuff like that. You're really not paying attention to your stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, really it's very difficult. Let's talk about this Tennessee judge that Vivian just got finished talking about. You know, this judge who was creating, you know, different issues for these kids, different crimes, and from as young as 8 years old, when she was arresting them or having them arrested and putting, you know, scars and stuff on their record. And at the end of the report, I'm waiting to hear Vivian say, you know, that this judge, you know, they finally took her off the bench. And over 1,000 children, you know, were her victims. And Vivian mentioned that, you know, they were on outside of the fence, which kind of alerted me that she was on the other side of the fence. But at the end of Vivian's story, all she said was that the woman lost her second job as a teacher and a professor. But what happened to her sitting on the bench? You really got this woman still sitting on the bench dictating what happens to lives? You know, Lady Tamika, what's going on?
I just, you know, a lot of times when it comes to fairness for people, you know, it just, the scale is unbelievable. So you lost your job as a teacher, so they felt that it was valid enough for you to lose your job as a teacher, but you still have people, youth lives in your hands. You have the power to say, you know, who goes and who comes, and I think that's horrible. You know, if anything, why not let you lose the job as a judge? And, well, I really don't even, you know, I wouldn't want you in my school either, now that I think about it. I started to say, well, lose the job as the judge and keep the job as a teacher. No, because you still have lives in your hands. You know, I just think that that's horrible that you would still have the power to destroy lives in the position that you're in. You know, and it's that mindset that destroys the world in general.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it destroys the world, Lady Tamika, in more ways than we even think, because this adds to the deterioration of our trust. It adds to the deterioration of how you feel about people, about the other race, and the treatment. This really becomes toxic across the board. And I don't think people are
Absolutely.
Understanding, you know, what actually is going on. And of course, this is out in Tennessee. That doesn't surprise me at all. But, you know, Pastor Kim, you know, we're talking about how this particular allowance adds to the deterioration of our mentality, our sensitivity, and all kinds of things. Well, what's your thought?
Absolutely. You know, when things like this begin to happen, you know, it does. It makes it hard for you to feel like, wow, you know, people that that are in authority, you know, when they're abusing it in such a way, it makes you feel like, wow, you know, who can I trust? You know, these people that, you know, that have rule over us, the people that are in a place and in a position to make what should be the right decisions, when they are doing everything contrary to that, it really just makes you, you know, raise your eyebrows and like, you know, hey, you know, I mean, and it makes you understand that the only one you can really put your trust and faith in is God. You really have to walk by faith and not by sight, and in spite of what we see, you know, in the natural and the things that are going on in the world, we really have to we cannot put our confidence in man, because man will let you down. People will fail you. You know, so even in the government systems, we see the things that have happened even with police officers, you know, with the police brutality and different things, the ones that you thought that would cover and protect you. Look how they did, you know, and we had all of the stuff that was going on with Black Lives Matter because of, you know, many brothers that were being attacked and different things, even women, you know, blacks, you know, from the authorities, from the law. You know, so we just have to trust God. We really do.
Absolutely. And pray. Absolutely. Absolutely. Shanti, you know, you're the younger, you know, age group, and, you know, you're hearing about what's happened, you know, in decades gone by. You're seeing what's happening now. You're seeing that a person, you know, who, I mean, blatantly did this, is now allowed to stay on her seat, in her position. And, you know, how many times have we seen, you know, these things happen and, oh, they're going to snatch us up off the, you know, off the bench real quick. What happens through your eyes? What do you see as a younger person?
I see the mentality and the emotions being tainted, you know, with people who are, you know, on a norm they weren't upset because they weren't directly affected. But now just even hearing something like this, it just turning them off. And now there's like resentment built, you know, outside of it happening to them personally, because you already have to deal with the angry young black community from stuff that has happened to them, you know, in their childhood and things they have to deal with out here in the world and in the streets. And now then you have those that were, you know, unbothered. You know, they heard it and they may have felt bad, but it's like, okay, you know, I'm not upset. And now to hear something like this, and, you know, it was funny because we were just in here Sabbath talking about even having friends, you know, of an opposite race and them not understanding, you know, even the basic feelings that we have towards certain situations and people because of things like this. And where, you know, if we had a friend of another race, you know, and this kind of topic came up, they would kind of brush it off. And we would look at them like they have 14 heads, because they would look at us like we were crazy for feeling some type of way. And it's like you can't, you know, say to me, they're making it very difficult to say, well, it hasn't happened directly to you, so you shouldn't be affected, because it's only a matter of time where something like this can hit close to home. You know, if she's making up rules and coming up with ways to lock up, you know, I don't have to have my own child. It could be my niece. It could be my nephew. It could be my godchild. It could be, you know, my neighbor's kid. You know, it could be the child that I work with. You know, it now starts to build so much resentment, and then they're sitting there looking stupid, because they're trying to figure out, well, why is everybody mad? This is why. It's like they create these scenarios and they create these feelings, and then they want to sit on the side like, well, what happened? And that alone is very frustrating.
Absolutely. Pastor Charlene, I'm just going to say one thing, and you've got, you know, a brief moment to respond, because we can go on and on about this right here. It wouldn't be us. It wouldn't be one of us.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be one of us, because we would have been fired. We would have been locked up. We would have been fined. We'd have been lynched, you know, from everything. They would have, because some kind of way somebody is paying. You know, I thought of just adding to that, too, is when you are a juror, they make sure that you are not prejudiced, you know. And so my always thought has been for the judge, who makes sure that you're not. So once you come out of and you only doing a certain race, then there right there is to be a red light. But, you know, my thing is always somebody that you know. That's why you sit where you sit. Somebody that you know. You know, and we as a nationality need to come together. If we would stop fighting each other and see the big picture of what is going on and come together, then we'll be able to have, but they know that we are so separated and we are so into our own self that we won't come together. All of them children, parents, family, and all of that, it should have been more than that. You know, it's just like the judge, they have the same way like the police officers. We got each other back. Wrong or indifference, we got each other back.
Absolutely.
Take them down.
And I love that thought. You know, it's a bad thought, but it does keep coming up. Who do you know? You know, I got friends in big places, because it's got to be something that says that you can commit these kind of crimes. You know, who are you judging that's doing a lesser crime than what you're doing on the bench? And that then makes you wonder all the time, like you say, Pastor Charlene, you know, hey, who do you know? Who do you know? You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing dynamic, and you know, it probably won't change anytime soon. It probably, because it's getting worse. It's actually getting worse. It's not getting any better. And thank you, ladies, for indulging me in regards to, you know, our news and Vivian's socially conscious, you know, information. It's always, you know, a pleasure to see where your heads are. You know, today we want to talk about forgiveness in a different aspect. You know, we want to talk about, you know, how to let go of your mistakes. You know, and I'm sure this is going to come up, you know, the main thing, what we're talking about, is going to come up, and I'm going to see if it comes up. But, you know, letting go of mistakes is a form of forgiving yourself. You know, sometimes once we make a move and sometimes once we make decisions and things like that, you know, we end up feeling bad and we can't get out of that space. And yesterday we talked about three powerful stories, new stories. We talked about the woman who threw the stuff off the balcony. We talked about the man who has been accused of setting ablaze the home that killed his two daughters, one son-in-law, and four grandchildren. And we're talking about the Haiti situation where this gang kidnapped and are holding hostage these missionaries. And once these people let go, you know, once they let go of this particular thing, how do you move forward? You know, how do you move forward? You know, you go to God, you ask God for forgiveness, but how do you let go of mistakes? And there's some interesting concepts here and actions and things like that, and I really want to talk about that today because it's really important. And one of the first things they say is to forgive yourself for what you didn't know. Ooh, interesting. Interesting launching pad. Lady Tamika, forgive yourself, not just forgive yourself, but forgive yourself for what you didn't know. Let's talk about this Tennessee judge. Let's talk about the fact that, you know, she wakes up one day And she realizes, you know what? I was wrong. And I committed this big mistake. How does she move to forgive herself for what she didn't know? How does that fall into place? Or does it?
The weight of the severity of the situation, you know, when you know that you have wronged individuals or you have hurt individuals, you know, and you can't undo the damage that was done. However, you can work progressively starting today to make things better for those that you do engage with from today forward. You know, you have to ask for God to be able to heal that connection, you know, speaking from the other perspective as the individual who was wronged, you know, we have a tendency to open ourselves up to those who we give that credence to get into that inner circle. And when you've been hurt, you know, you do have to give yourself that level of forgiveness. You know, I didn't know that such and such or letting this person in was going to be to my undoing. The thing about that is you have to move on. You can't stay at that level of hurt because there has to be a level of healing for you to move from one step to the other. Otherwise, you'll just stand there. Either you'll continue looking back or you'll just stay in that moment of hurt. And so God does allow a level of healing for you to, when you get to the point where you can be in that person's presence, and that doesn't mean that you have to befriend that person, but if you can be in that person's presence and no longer feel the hurt and be able to move forward and see them, you know, without having to cross the street, you can say hello and genuinely embrace them, then you know for a fact that the Lord has healed you and that he can make things better for you.
All righty, all righty. Nice start. Pastor Kim, you know, they're launching this theory of forgive yourself for what you didn't know based on Maya Angelou's quote that says, forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it. What's your thought?
Yeah, you know, in order to move forward in life, you know, we have to realize, you know, that we're going to make mistakes. We're going to make some wrong decisions. We're going to make some wrong turns. And the Bible says, forgetting those things, you know, which are behind, you know, and I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling, you know, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, we have to continue to press forward, you know, while we're in this race. We can't look back. We can't continue to hold on and carry that baggage and those weights and the things that are going to keep us, you know, stagnated and stuck and in the past. You know, what has happened has happened. You know, we were talking to a young lady yesterday on this prayer call, and the young lady was, you know, saying how she just can't forgive herself for not knowing that this man that she had hooked up with and had children with, he was abusive and he was beating her and he had snatched out half of her private part with his hand. He had literally snatched it out.
Oh,
imagine that.
Oh,
and she
my
took
God.
It back to the doctor and was trying to get it put back together. And they couldn't, you know. But yes. Yes, and so she was saying how I just can't forgive myself, you know. I can't forgive myself because I should have known, you know. I didn't know. I didn't see the red flags, you know. And the enemy, you know, is not always going to come with a pitchfork and you know, horns on his head, you know. The enemy is a deceiver. So, you know, in this life, you know, there's going to be much deception and there are going to be times that we will be deceived and we will be bamboozled and you know, mistaken some people, you know, and there are some wolves in sheep's clothing. And so with that being said, that to the event that if it happens to you, you know, you just, you know, have to continue to pray that God will give you discernment, that he will help, you know, you in your future to have spiritual insight and foresight so that you can be able to see the enemy from afar, because these are things that are just simply going to happen in this thing called life. But you can't let it hold you down and keep you from moving forward.
Wow, wow, wow. What a story, Pastor Kim. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow,
yeah.
Wow, wow. Shantice, you know, what do you say for, you know, letting go and forgiving yourself for what you didn't know before you learned it? Did we lose you? Yep. I think we lost. No.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. No, okay. I'm here. Sorry. Yes, just remembering that God winks at you at in the time of your ignorance. And I know I've gotten a tad bit better, but I was one who was very, very, very hard on myself. I was like, oh, I should have known that. Oh, I should have known that. Whether it came to something spiritual or, you know, just work or anything, it's like, oh, I should have known that, but I should have known that, especially when you try to factor in your age and, you know, how long you've been doing something. But just understanding that, yes, God expects you to know certain things, and even when you know, he knows that sometimes you still really don't know. And there's, how can I put it, he still gives you that grace. He still blesses you with that grace and say, okay, I know you know 30%. I know you want to know 80, but chill out for a second. Get the 30 down pat, then I can take you to 50, and I can take, you know, some things you'll be able to just consume all of the knowledge, all of the discernment, all of the wisdom, and then some things has to come in stages. So just realizing how God deals with you and learning how to deal with yourself like that, because if not, you're just going to completely go nuts. And meanwhile, God is already taking you through the steps that you need to go through, but now you have yourself bouncing around because you just have this high expectation of yourself.
Okay, okay. Nice start, ladies. Nice start. Thank you so much. Well, it's about that time on a Wednesday morning that we stick a pin in it so we can get some of our techie news. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you, ladies?
Well, thank you, well, thank
you. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I got something good. New for you guys. I posted it on Cultural Christian Life. Facebook has, like, done it again, man. Mark Zuckerberg, man, he... done it again, boy. He came up with this. It's called Horizon Workroom, Horizon Horizon Workrooms, and what it is, it's software that you use with your virtual reality headset. I don't know if you all are familiar with this VR headset. It's a device that you buy, and it's white. And it goes across your, on top of your head and covers your eyes. And you can play virtual games and things like that. But this particular thing can also do boardroom meetings or meetings, a virtual meeting, where you create your own avatar and you can sit there and you can share your laptop screen or your desktop screen. You can get up and do presentations and everything. It's really cool. It's really cool. I posted a video on Cultural Christian Life. I think it's free to download, to try out. However, you do have to have a thing called a Quest 2 virtual reality headset that you buy that's sold separately and everything. It's a whole kit. I know that I think Best Buy has it. I don't know how much it costs or anything like that. But, if you're into having meetings and you want to do something different and folks are located in different locations and they can't get out and everything. This is a real cool thing to have. It's kind of like, imagine you're used to using Zoom, you know, for your meetings and everything. So this is like Zoom on another level. And for those who don't have the Quest 2 virtual reality headset, you can still join the meeting on the audio level. So you don't necessarily have to have it. But for those who like technology and are adventurous and everything, and you know, they want to do something different, have a little fun, you know, this is the way to go. Okay? So it's called Horizon Workrooms, and it's made by Facebook. Okay? And it's for virtual reality meetings, board meetings.
All righty. Oh, that's some good stuff for people, like you said, who are adventurous and always looking to expand how they do things. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that information with us.
Oh, you're so welcome, sis.
Have a blessed one. Have a blessed one. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye.
Ooh, nice information. Nice information. Ah, well, ladies, we've been talking about how to let go of your mistakes. And we got started with, you know, forgiving yourself for what you didn't know before you learned it. And Pastor Kim touched on something, you know, when she was giving her information about the conversation that she was in yesterday. But one of the other things they say is trust your instincts. And that's what the young lady was beating herself up about. Pastor Kim, you know, how trusting your instincts, how does that really help with us kind of moving on from the mistakes we've made?
Did you say Pastor Kim? I'm sorry.
Yes. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have noise.
It's okay. We're talking about trusting your instincts.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Trusting your instincts.
Yes, yes. You know, I mean, we have to, because, you know, in our flesh dwells no good thing, you know, and when we get out of the spirit, you know, when we walk in the flesh, you know, we make fleshly decisions, you know, so therefore we, you know, sometimes it's not good to just be on impulse or instinct, you know, sometimes we just have to pray for, again, discernment, for God's discernment, that he will show us and that he will lead us and he will guide us, you know, into all truth, because, you know, again, you know, it's almost like when you get ready to get married, that's why I tell them to marry soberly. You know, it's important that we understand exactly, you know, reverently and soberly what you are getting yourself into, you know, even in the vows that I do, you know, it says trust in what I do know and trust in what I don't know yet. You know, so you are really kind of walking by faith and not by sight. You know, when you make a vow to get married, you know, you're hoping and you're praying for the best. You know, your prayer is that, you know, that this marriage will work, that it will last, and it will, you know, be a God-sent marriage or whatever. And in anything else that we do in life, you know, sometimes it's just really hard to go on our own instinct, because we have found, especially when you have made decisions and it's like, okay, I was trying to trust my instinct, but I found out that my instinct and what I thought was not right. And sometimes that's why we have to even take it to the next level and go on a fast. You know, sometimes some things only come by prayer and fasting. You know, sometimes you have to fast and pray that God will give you a sign, you know, to let you know, Lord, is this you? Is this your will? Is this what you would have for me to do? Because, again, when you follow your own instincts, you know, sometimes our own instincts are just not, you know, are not right, you know. So we just have to continue to walk in the Spirit, you know, trust the Holy Spirit to be our guide, and trust in the Lord with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path.
Amen, amen, amen. Shantis, we're talking about, you know, self-forgiveness. And this is after the mistake has been made. And there's a lot of ways we can get past, you know, how we've made the mistakes and, you know, what we do and what we don't do. How does trusting your instincts work after you've made the mistake and moving on?
Well, in order to be able to trust your instinct, you have to put yourself in a position to have learned the lesson. Because other than that, you will not have. So I make a mistake, I go before God, I apologize. Even when I feel like it's something I'm going to do again, okay, God, because I still have the desire to do this, but I know that this is wrong, but I need you to take the desire away from me, because I still want to do this. You know, that's how I pray and I talk to God. You know, I've learned to be very open with him. That's the only way he's going to help me get out of my stupidity. So you go, and now when the opportunity presents itself for me to now make this same mistake again, even if it's on a different level or in a different way, because I have gone to him, because I have prayed continuously since then, not just that one time, studying, in Bible study, in church, now when I get the instinct of, okay, watch out for that, remember this, do that, now I can trust that, because without having those other things in place, the only instinct is, remember how good that was, remember how good that felt, remember, you know, God will be all right. You know, yeah, you're going to feel bad for a little bit, but you can go to him and he'll forgive you, or you can handle the consequence, or remember that consequence only lasted this amount of time. So the instinct that you need to trust is the instinct that is going to come from the Holy Spirit. And the only way you're going to have those instincts is if you keep yourself in his presence, not to hide, not to be shameful and keep yourself in the dark, but you need those godly instincts. It's not going to be your flesh, because your flesh is going to lead you to make that mistake again, but to follow the instincts that he is giving you. And you're going to know, even when you, when the opportunity presents itself again and you want to go through that door, he's going to have all kind of bells and stuff ringing because of what you positioned yourself to have presented to you from him.
Okay, okay. Oh, Lady Tamika, trusting your instincts. How does this fall after the mistake is made in this self-forgiveness mode? Can you trust your instincts?
I'm going to tie it, you know, the stories into this as well, you know, in that it's, okay, so you've offended me. And I've even had a situation where this individual offended me. And the reason why they even got to that degree is a lot of times we don't believe. You in your mind, you literally say, oh, I can't believe such and such would do such and such. Oh, that can't be what it is, you know. And so we keep allowing them in, you know. And when you get to that point, you have to draw the line. You know, you have to get the discernment, you know, okay, that person is, you don't mean me any good, you know. And a lot of times, even after we've been offended, the thing is, well, it can't be that bad, you know. And so you keep allowing yourself to further hurt. So you have got to get to the point, God, help me, you know, help me sever this line between this individual. And that doesn't mean that I have to treat you harshly. However, I can't let you into that area where you were before. I have to allow God to get that level of healing for me, so that if I need to sever my ties with you, meaning that we can't be friends like we were, then I can do that and hold my head up, you know, not try and keep slipping into that same spot. You know, it's kind of like you got your foot on a banana peel in grease, you know, and you slipping and sliding and no firm standing. And so you've got to get to the point, God, heal me
where I hurt so that I don't keep making the same mistake. I need your help, Father, because I can't do it on my own. You know, it's only with God's strength that I get from this point to that.
All right, all right. We're talking about how to let go of your mistakes. Self-forgiveness. Be kind to yourself, they're telling us, Shanti.
Be kind to yourself. Yeah, don't degrade yourself. Don't talk down to yourself. You know, there's a difference between being honest with yourself and then bashing yourself. You know, you're honest, you know, you would remember the things that God has corrected you on, you know, the things that you've read, the things that he said to you during prayer, or he's had you say out loud during prayer, when he puts it on someone's heart to speak to you or get on you, you know, all of that comes to mind. And especially if this is something that you have done more than once, you know, the same mistake, you know, it's like, okay, Dad, like, okay, that was dumb. What is this, number 92? Like, okay, but to pick yourself back up. You can't pick yourself back up if you're not kind to yourself. You know, you, again, remembering that God chastises those that he loves. So even when he comes down hard on you, there's still love within that. There's still mercy within that. There's still grace within it. And when we do it to ourselves, it's like, this, I know for me, there's times I've come down on myself harder than someone else in the street than I would have done, you know, someone else who's done something wrong to me. And it's because, again, the expectations you have for yourself, the things you want to do, and then you start doubting, you know, if you could ever recover from it. So you just have to, again, think about how God deals with you. And again, stay in his presence. He's going to teach you how to deal with yourself.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. He will teach you how to deal with yourself. Lady Tamika, be kind to yourself. How did that fall into play? How do you make that happen?
You know, I want to speak to that individual who hasn't gotten there yet. You're going to make it. You're going to make it, you know, and every day is a process. Accept the process. A lot of times we have a tendency, you know, we're looking at the end result. You're still making it, you know, it's another step. It's another day. Yeah. Okay. Today might've been a harsh one. You saw that person and that pain is still there, but you have to allow yourself that time to heal. Don't get to the point, oh, I'm so dumb, I'm so stupid. That's only destroying yourself. Just get to the point where you say it's all a part of the process. And so when you get to that person or that person comes around you and you're agitated, you ask the Lord, help me to heal. Help me not to destroy myself, not to be the abuser of myself because I allowed them to abuse me. Let the Lord heal you at that point, you know, and it's okay to hurt for that time frame, but know that hurting is a part of the healing process. And when God gets you there, trust and believe, I'm a living witness, you know, you will be able to get into that person's presence and not be so agitated, you know, be able to look at them for who they are and allow God to let you move from this point to the forward.
All right. This is good stuff, ladies. Good stuff. Pastor Kim, be kind to yourself. How does that
happen? That's right. Amen. You know, once we realize that God has forgiven us, we have to forgive ourselves because we're our own worst enemy. And a lot of times it is exactly that, the inner me, that spirit that keeps on. You know, God, he said, I have taken it, Shanda. He said, I have taken those things and I have thrown them in the sea for forgetfulness, and I don't even remember that stuff no more. But we keep on and keep on, you know, rewinding the tape and reminding ourselves of our past mistakes. We keep on reliving that situation, and it's behind us, and we're still being so hard on ourselves, still thinking about what we did and how we did it and how we shouldn't have done that. You're right. Be kind to yourself. Don't keep beating up on yourself. Tell yourself you are wonderfully and fearfully made. Tell yourself it's okay. It's okay you messed up. It's okay, devil, you got me that time because you won't get me again. I won't get caught slipping because I am going to stay in the spirit and I'm going to allow God to be my guide. No longer will I walk in the flesh so that I will, you know, I won't walk in the flesh, you know, so I'm going to walk in the spirit so I won't fulfill the lust of the flesh and the desires that I might have, you know, so you don't have to continue to beat up on yourself. Be kind. Love yourself. Know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made in God's image, and God loves you, and he has forgiven you, so forgive yourself.
Wow. That was powerful, ladies. Powerful. Lady Tamika, it says, concentrate on the rebound, not the fall. Ooh.
I'm visualizing this kind of childlike, you know, when little Johnny or little Susie falls, you know, even in their small, immature state, the first thing they do is they start crying. You know, it's not so much that they're hurting. It's the surprise by the fall, you know. And a lot of times, you know, mama, daddy has to say, you know, little John Lucy, get up. You know, it's not meant for you to focus on that moment. You know, okay, fine, you fell. You know, there's a healing period. And if you had a little ouchie, you know, you'll be okay. Get up and move on, you know. And a lot of times, sometimes even as adults, we do. We have a situation and we get hurt, you know. And it's not meant for you 10 and 20 years later on. You're still focusing on the fact that he did such and such or the fact that she did such and such. You have got to get to that level of healing. Allow the Lord to heal you. You know, if any time somebody comes up with that person's name, you have not gotten to that level of healing yet. You know, get to wherever you need to go to. You know, if you need to see a therapist to get over that moment so that you can get to someplace else, it is imperative for your healing. Because what ends up happening is hurt people. And when you haven't gotten to that level of hurt, it's hard to let someone else in, or you start brutalizing people that are literally just trying to help you. So you've got to get to that level of healing, whether it's therapy, whether it's prayer, whether it's taking time of solitude, asking the Lord to come in, whether it's friends or family members that know you to speak to you transparently and allow them to be able to speak to you and receive what they're saying about yourself. Don't be so brutal to accept what they're saying so that, you know, your family and friends, they're the first person that know the real you. You know, let them speak to you and wholeheartedly hear what they're saying so that you can get to that level of healing.
All right. Pastor Kim, you know, they tell us to concentrate on the rebound and not the fall. How do we get that done?
Amen. My subback was for my comeback, you know, and it's not what we go through, it's how we come out. And we have to understand that all things are working together for the good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So even though I might have gone through something, I'm coming back even stronger and even wiser.
Wow. All right. Shanti, concentrate on the rebound, not the fall.
There's no time to, focus or dwell on how I fell, why I fell. Yes, consider it because you have to keep all of that in mind to prevent you from falling again. But you have to be able to jump right back up and make sure that, again, you're positioning yourself to be able to come back. When you fall and keep yourself there, you're just going to keep going down. So you fall, jump back up. Even if in that moment you don't know how you're going to move forward, but just having the confidence that you will move forward and just even saying to yourself out loud, I am going to move forward. Okay, I fell. And as I'm moving forward, even if you got to write down what is it that tripped you up. Okay, I can't go there. I can't be around this person. I can't do this. I can't watch that. I can't say this. Whatever it is, but making sure that you just focus on making sure that you get better. Because if you don't, you're just going to continue to stay down.
All right. Pastor Kim,
Please get us started in our closing. At the end of the day, find God.
Amen. Amen. You know, I think that a lot of times the things that we go through, you know, again, it's not what we go through, it's how we come out. And I believe that a lot of things that we go through in life are so that we can find God, you know, because when you think about it, it's like, wow, you know, even the scripture that said that it was good that I was afflicted because I got to know the statutes of God. You know, I got to know that in going through what I went through, you know, I knew that God could be a restorer. I knew that God could be a deliverer. I knew that God could be a healer. So no matter what it is that you might be going through, whatever you might be facing, if you can just find God, or if you could just see God, or if you could just see the good in something that might have seemed so bad, amen, you'll find out that it was only a test for the testimony.
Amen, 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 amen. Shantique, at the end of the day, what's your closing? Find God.
Make sure you find God in everything. I don't care how dysfunctional your thoughts are, how many mistakes you've made, the type of mistakes you made. There's nothing that God cannot recover you from. There is nothing that he will close his ears to. He will not, you know, you go to him and he's like, okay, nah, I ain't trying to deal with that. You know, come to me with this. He wants to be involved in everything. When I tell people the things that I pray about, they're like, you talk to God, I talk to God about everything. How do I make sure I don't have sex? I talk to him about everything. Inviting him into these dysfunctional desires and everything. Because if not, you leave your flesh open to fulfill itself. So if you do not find God, you're just going to keep running your head into your flesh.
Wow. Wow. Lady Tamika, you've got the final word today. You know, at the end of the day, when it comes to letting go of your mistakes, you've got to find God.
At the beginning of the day, at the middle of the day, at the end of the day, at midday, at dawn, when the sun rises, when the sun sets, find God. It is so imperative that you find God, because a lot of times in our thinking, our thinking is finite. It's you know, that portion. You know, we know in part, but God knows it all. And so with that, whenever we get to that point where, God, I'm struggling with it. You know, God, I don't know how to deal with this. God, you know, in the middle of my day, even though where I think I might have it, let's not get to the point where, God, I got this and you handle that. No, give God everything. Because when you give God everything, he knows it all. He knows who, even when we're not thinking, he knows who doesn't have your best interest at heart. He knows who's around there looking. He knows who's that representative not showing you the right person. He knows them all. Trust the one who created you. Trust the one who knows all about you. Trust the one who knows your future, your past, your present, those things that are to come. Trust the one who has your best interest. He can see the danger seen and unseen. Because when you put your hands in the Father's hands, there's safety there. There's clarity there. There's vision there. There's insight there. There's safety in the Father's hands.
Amen. 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 You ladies have done a fantastic job in giving thanks for your input today. And we pray you have a blessed day.
You as well. Have a wonderful day, lady.
You too.
Thank you. Before Pastor Kim leaves, I just want to openly and publicly congratulate you, Pastor Kim, on 14 years in the ministry for your church, I believe. You can clarify that. Yeah. But I did see it on your Facebook page. And, you know, that's a long time to hold on and move on past your mistakes. But giving God thanks, and we celebrate with you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. We pray for the, you know, enhancement of your ministry. Keep pressing on, sister. You have been such an inspiration to us. And we couldn't do this without you. We could not do it without you. And we thank you so much. And we pray that God continues to bless you for many, many, many more years.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I love you guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Love you too. Enjoy your day.
Okay, hon.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've gotten to the point where we got our faith over fear segment. Last week we missed it, and we're giving God thanks that Pastor Charlene is joining us today. I kind of separated her from this middle piece because I needed her to give us her points on faith over, you know, in the faith over fear. And if we let her talk through the whole thing, then we would have gotten it already and we wouldn't have been able to get this segment in. So, Pastor Charlene, take it away. What's your faith over fear when it comes to self-forgiveness?
Yes, self-forgiveness. You know, first, just like it was stated, it's one of the things that's hard is of forgiving yourself, because we think that God is mad with us. We think that God is not going to help us, you know, because we done got so far distance from him. But one thing about the Lord, he stays with us through it all. He is always there with us. You know, he doesn't like the sins of the things that we do. And he definitely don't like us to beat ourselves down of all the things that we have been through. And some things that we know that we've done, some things that we didn't know no better of doing, you know, but he loves us so much, you know, and so he wants us to put that behind and to know who he said that we are, you know, and we have to know that I am no longer a slave, you know, in my mind and my thoughts or to someone else. You know, you have to tell yourself because he is my friend. We also have to know that we are redeemed and forgiven, you know, and with that we are able to fall on our knees and always tell him, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. God, I need your help right here, oh God. I can't seem to let it go, you know, and we always have to know that we are free. We are free because he said that we are free and out of our sins. So we have to be able just to continue to keep our eyes open in the order to turn from our wicked ways. We also got to know that he gives us boldness. He gives us confidence in who we are in him and with him. Because once you decide and make that decision that I'm no longer going to be on the enemy's side, I surrender all to him. I give my life to him. I no longer do what I want to do because my life don't belong to me no more. And once we do that, you'll be surprised how all the scales that will peel off of you. Yesterday I was telling somebody about, look at yourself as an onion. And when you take yourself as an onion, it's layers and layers and layers of things that we have carried on in our childhood to our adulthood. And one step at a time, one layer at a time, which sometimes we jump ahead of God and we want to just think that all things is just going to shake up off of us because we said yes. No, some things, when we come to him, it automatically go. Some things we have to work towards to peel them layers off ourselves, because why should he do what we can do for ourselves? So therefore, in the mix of all of that, we have to know who we are and whose we are and make that conscious decision. Yes, we all made mistakes. Yes, we make mistakes probably daily, you know, of something that, oh, you know, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have went there. But ask God for your directions. Ask him to lead and guide you. Ask him, like Shanti said, in everything, you know, what we wearing, where we going, God, should I say, should I call him, should I not? So let him know that you continue to keep your hand in his hand, and you want to continue to say yes to him, and you want to continue, even in my mistakes that we make,
amen, that we are going to continue to press forward. We're going to continue, Lord. It's like when you're walking on a big avenue, whatever your avenue is where you live at, and then in the wintertime, and that wind be whipping up and down that big street, and when you get there, it's pushing you back. But you got to say, God, with your strength, we're going to press forward. We're going to make it through this wind, and we're going to keep on going through this storm, because I know that you are. I will be anchored in you, and you will take the wheel, and you will drive me through whatever I need to go through, God. And I know that on the other side with you, I can do all things, because I'm more than a conqueror, and I know that I have overcome whatever that it was. And I know, God, that you will lead and guide me. And I love you, Jesus, for doing it. One step at a time, you can do it, no matter whom it is. That is my faith over fear today. God bless you all. And congratulations to you, Pastor Kim.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Pastor Sean. And I'm glad I did take you away from the general conversation. You can get that faith over fear segment. Thank you so much, and we pray you have a blessed day.
You do the same. God bless you.
Thank you. Oh, let's read this benediction here. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's Romans 8, 38 through 39. You know, I'm listening to the ladies minister to you and help you go through this concept of, you know, moving on past your mistakes, how you let go of your mistakes, and how you deal with self-forgiveness. And I've not wanted to say self-forgiveness as much as I wanted to say move past your mistakes, because I want to also, you know, have the presentation made in a different way. You know, we've covered different things, or the same thing, I should say, in different ways. And as the ladies were speaking, I could hear the many things I'm told when I'm speaking to an individual about moving forward after they've done something. And it's amazing, because you'll get the same thing done by several individuals, but everybody kind of moves forward in a different way. And you have some, like the lady said, you're really hard on yourself, like Pastor Kim talked about the young lady who had gone through such a trauma, physical, mental, emotional trauma, but yet she was beating herself up. You have those who, when I tell you the attitude is so passe and blase, and you're like, really? And your relationship with the Lord matters. It matters greatly. Shanti said, I talk to God about everything. And I tell you, she learned from me. You know, I talk about God. I talk to God about every single thing. And I realize I don't really have people to talk to. You know, because either my co-laborers are really busy and they have their own congregations and things like that, or, you know, sometimes you feel like people don't understand, or, you know, you can't talk to certain people about certain things when you're a pastor, because what are you going to look like at the end of the day? And I think sometimes people forget that we're human and we go through some stuff. We go through some thoughts. We go through some emotions. And you know, amazingly, we have the knack at times to push things off. And when I bring up the thing about talking to people and talking to God, because see, with God, what I've realized is God allows me to talk to him about everything, because there's no judgment. I can be open. I can be honest, no matter how crazy it may seem, no matter how crazy I feel afterwards, no matter how crazy I feel before. But that develops our relationship. So I think that's why he's really closed everything around me, so that I focus on him. Because when you're dealing with these people who are in this space of, you know, oh, I'm the worst person in the world for going through this, for allowing this, and you got the other side that says, well, you know what, hey, I'm just human, you know, I'm gonna make mistakes, you know, well, why God let this happen? You know, if I wasn't, you know, if I was supposed to deal with it one way and God knew that I wouldn't deal with it a certain way, you know, why did God let that happen? And, you know, it's from one extreme to the full next. And the balance, how to move forward and let go of your mistakes, is called balance. And the only way you get that balance is if you have that relationship with God. Only if you have that relationship with God. And that's the only way you're going to make it. That's everything these ladies have said. When the relationship with God gets strengthened, you'll be able to get through anything. No matter what you do, sometimes you're so heavy on yourself that it's so hard to pick yourself up. How, and one of the ladies said, when you pick yourself up, which way do you go? When you pick yourself up and you say, which way do you go? Sometimes you move a little too soon. Sometimes you stand still too long. Sometimes you don't know what to think. Sometimes you talk to the wrong person. Sometimes you don't talk enough. It's just a myriad of things. But the one thing I promise you, that the ladies all combined said, that relationship makes the difference. And the only way you're going to get that balance, to know how to move forward, to know whether you need to stand still after the mistake and listen for God, you know, trust your instincts. How do you trust your instincts? How do you trust your instincts when you've made such a horrible decision before then? How can I trust myself when I messed up so badly before? How do I trust myself that I don't make the same mistake over and over again? I want to date, but I don't know what to do. Every time I find myself in the wrong relationship, every time, no matter how much I caution myself and I go back in my thoughts and I say I'm not going to do this no more, I'm not going to choose that person, I'm right back here. Whenever I want to try to get off these drugs, I stay away from these people, I stay away from those things, I don't go to these places, but I end up using drugs again, I end up drinking again, I end up, you know, being back in his bed again, I end up letting him back in my bed again. You know, how do we move forward after a mistake? How do I forgive myself when it's all over? And Pastor Kim said it, she said what I thought, and my thought was, God has already forgiven me, so how do I forgive myself? How? I should have known better. How? I did that 15 times already, like Shanti said. How? Deepen that relationship with God and you will find the balance. That's the only way you're going to make it happen. Because you're not ultimately making it happen. Especially if you have the Spirit of the Lord residing. You shouldn't be trying to make decisions on your own anyway. Know that that gift from God is just that. It's a gift that we could not ever give to someone. It's a gift that is with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 366 days a year. It's with us through the good and the bad. It's with us every moment of the day. And I've got to pay attention to God
and my Holy Spirit, not my spirit. You know, when I hear people loosely say, you know, my spirit told me, I kind of cringe because I always say, are we supposed to be listening to our spirit? Because, you know, without the Holy Spirit, our spirit is nothing. Now, it has to be partnered up with the Holy Spirit in order for it to mean anything, in order for us to be able to move forward. Sometimes we've made huge mistakes. You know, I talked to you all a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, I think about the mistake I made not finishing my education. And I had to redirect my thinking because I'm like, well, you know what? God knew, you know, that I was supposed to finish my education. Would have been a beautiful thing. But I look at all the differences that my life would have had in it had I not done what I did and been led to where I was led to. And I thought about, you know, overnight, I said, wow. I said, Shanti's been with me longer than I was even a kid. She's been with me a long time. And I started counting, and I'm like, ha, ha. Stupid, why are you counting? She's 36 years old. You can figure that out yourself. And I give God thanks because look at how I was able to recover from the mistake. God is amazing. You know, I would have to let go of that mistake of not finishing my education and look and see how blessed I've been. I was like, wow, she's been my partner for 36 years. Wow, she's been with me for 36 years. I was just like up like marveling. I was like, wow, 36 years this kid has been with me. You know, that's a long time. You know, she's always been my daughter, so I've always, you know, led her. She's never been my friend. You know, in that sense, I would say she's my buddy because, you know, we can hang out and, you know, enjoy one another's company. And, you know, I give God thanks for what he's given me in her. You know, sometimes, you know, she corrects me and sometimes I have to remind her that, you know, I'm sorry, this don't work this direction. It works the opposite way. But I thought about my mistake that I made. But how God taught me to forgive myself for what I didn't know before I knew it, how he taught me how to trust my instincts and move forward, how he taught me to be kind to myself and not beat myself up and jump up and down on myself and smash my head up against the wall, you know, for not being able to do this or do that. He taught me to concentrate on the rebound, not the fall. And like Pastor Kim always says, you know, your setback is a setup for your comeback. And how I have rebounded, but not alone. Remember I talked about that relationship with God that has been developing year after year, day after day, instance after instance, occurrence after occurrence, event after event, fall after fall, get up after get up, moving forward after moving forward. That relationship has continued to develop and get stronger. And now that's why you see crazy Pastor Steph, who's relentless and who I ain't taking no mess, and I'm not understanding of this, and I'm not making them. I'm not for that. No, because this is what God has taught me through all of that after making that mistake. See, when I get up and brush myself off and God teaches me how to brush myself off, I move forward even stronger because I've realized to pick up more of him and less of me. So, yeah, we can get it done, but we have to develop that relationship with God, that special relationship with God that gives us that balance of not feeling sorry for ourselves, and then on the other side, not being too harsh on ourselves. So let's get that together. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. Is Pastor Steph signing off. I just want to thank my Due Time crew for pressing their way today. You know, they could have just easily sat back and just, you know, let things go. And for those who stepped up and stepped in to make sure that this broadcast is what it needed to be, I want to thank you for hanging out with us today. And I pray that you are not just a hearer, but that you are a doer of God's word. Please accept Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to you. Until tomorrow, God spares with Therapeutic Thursday. I love you.